The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, I was raised by my Nana, and she never had a washing machine till my mom got pregnant with me. Talk about parental struggles right now. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And she loved to remind us of that.
Yeah.
How to have a washing machine.
She had a washing board?
She had a washing board. She would wash all her clothes.
She'd go down to the creek?
All her kids' clothes. Automatic. They didn't have running water. She would go to the well.
I was just kidding.
They didn't have an indoor bathroom. People always like, oh, y'all from Mexico? No, that's in the USA.
People wash their clothes by hand is in like those prison documentaries.
Or National Geographic.
Yeah.
Or my backyard.
Damn.
You know what's interesting too? She used to tell me that she thought washing them on the board was better than the washing machine. She said, I swear, sometimes just they don't come out
there,
clean.
Huh? I'll never know.
I'm talking about this because we're really struggling right now. We've had to go, I think, 2 hours without water. I don't even know how I'm going to handle this.
We got a leak here in the neighborhood, and they keep turning off all the water.
Yeah, so one day it was really hard. Do you know how hard it is for me not to go potty because you don't want to go flush? Do you know how hard it is for me, Nana? You don't get it.
These are the moments that are building up that your daughter will be able to tell her kids about.
That time she had to go in the backyard, yeah.
Ew, Automatic. No, I sent her to her friends. I did not make her go to the backyard.
I went in the backyard.
On that note, let's celebrate greasy food. It's National Greasy Food Day, everybody.
America's favorite greasy food, French fries. I could use those for breakfast, baby.
All right, it's also National Sourest Day. So if you want to embrace your inner grouch, today is the day to snarl at the world.
I want to say stop with the texts, stop with the political calls, stop with the 24-hour news stations. Okay, I already voted. I don't care anymore. Yeah, it's over with.
How'd they get a record amount of donations and then still asking me for money? Like, hey, bro, this is crazy.
I know, 900% will match you right now.
I love us saying, well, I'm tired of the politics, and then you're complaining about politics. We're not talking about politics. All right, what's next, Anthony A?
And today, one of the greatest slashers in American history turns 36. It is National Chucky, the Notorious Killer Doll Day. Happy birthday to our man, Chucky.
Okay, Chucky's 36 in that baby doll body.
He's old enough to run for president now.
Speaking of politics, nobody's voting.
I might vote for Chucky.
No.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Parent Score.
Halloween's coming up, and one of our listeners, he's 11, he DM'd me on Instagram, and he said, I don't want to go with my dad. I want to go with my mom because all my friends, you know, and we live in a better neighborhood. We're going to have better candy. He said all these things. He's little. He's 11. You know, he's going on 12. These are things that matter to you at this age, so don't get mad at him for being honest with me. I asked him a bunch of questions. The thing that I got most from it, though, is that his father's going to be so hurt if he tells him, Dad, I don't want to go with you on Halloween because I want bigger candy bars and I want to hang out with my friends.
I mean, he's 11. This is like peak Halloween time for him.
Thank you, Automatic.
Dealing with a sensitive soul. He seems like a mama's boy.
Oh.
That's what I feel like is going on.
He said friends and candy. He's 11, Anthony.
What else can he be at this point? Really?
And he's asking for advice. I think that it's normal to feel this way as a kid, and dad should probably suck it up.
Suck it up? Wait, no, but it's not a...
suck it up. Like, let him... Dad should come to the neighborhood and trick-or-treat with mom.
Oh, that's not gonna...
Yeah, I was gonna say, is mom okay with that?
That's all tricks, no treats in that situation.
No, just for a couple of hours?
Nah, I think, like, whatever your dad has planned is what your dad has planned, and that's what you should do growing up. At least in my household being raised, the pecking order was the adults make the rules, and I grew up in a split home, and if it's your father's weekend, then you go make the best out of it. I think you're...
It's just a night, dude. He has to go back home.
The young homie's not looking at it from the right way. If this is how you really feel, then you present these problems to your dad, and there's nobody who will spend more on a guilt trip than a single father.
Ooh.
All right, he'll buy you all the king size candy bars you want.
The fun part, it's going to houses and begging for it. That's the fun part, Anthony. That's the fun part, hanging out with your friends.
I mean, the dad could always hit him with, hey, at least I'm here.
There's
a lot of dads that would rather go out and party that night than take their kids trick-or-treating.
You don't get a cookie for being there. You're supposed to be there.
I know he's supposed to be there,
right,
but I'm just trying to tell the kid that there's a lot of kids out there right now that wish their dad would take them trick-or-treating, and their dads are going to be out at the bar.
So why not just hang out together? Why not just the mom and dad just for 2 hours? You don't even have to speak. Just walk down the same street.
So then I
want the kid to ask the dad, can you come to our house and trick or treat?
We don't know the backstory. We don't know the parents' relationship and how that
goes.
Feel
like, is that a bigger ask for the mom? Is the mom going to be okay with
Or is the dad going to be okay with it? Maybe he doesn't want to see her. Maybe that's one of the reasons why he won't go to the neighborhood.
Let's also not overthink it. It's not like a graduation ceremony. It's
freaking Halloween.
It's Halloween, dog. It's Halloween. You know what? So be a cool guy. Let you know. Go hang out with your mom. Let your dad bang some It's okay. Sorry.
Let dad have the night off. He's not going to be as disappointed as you think he will be.
Trust me, dog. A frustrated uncle came out of me like, let's wrap this up. Come on.
877-730-DCS1. Call or text. And you know what? If you're a kid and you want to speak on this, I'd like to hear from you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Eric and Lyle Menendez, who were found guilty for killing their parents, looks like they may actually get out of jail. Let's discuss, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Sierra celebrating her birthday, and Katy Perry also celebrating birthday.
All right, Eric and Lyle Menendez admitted that they killed their parents. And, you know, there was a lot of controversy surrounding the trial. The first trial, it was a mistrial. There were accusations that their father sexually abused them. Family members corroborated the abuse. There were letters. There were witnesses. Now, in the second trial, that particular part was left out. All of that evidence.
All the sexual abuse stuff was left out of the second trial, right?
Yes. Yeah. So they were found guilty and were given life. It looks like they're going to get a second chance, a second sentencing. And
so a third trial.
No. They may get out. They just may have a resentencing, according to the LA County DA's office, and walk free for time served. I think they've been in prison over 30 years now.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I didn't realize
it'd been that long.
I didn't realize it'd been that long either, but their family, their grandparents on both sides have testified that this abuse happened. One of their aunts said that one of the boys came to her at age 8 and said, hey, can I sleep with you? Because my dad, not really understanding what he was saying, and said, look, this isn't an excuse. We're just saying we believe they've served enough time and they can get out of prison now. Because
what they did was pretty malicious. I mean, I don't want to get into the details. It was crazy.
They killed her parents.
And then they went to a basketball game after.
Well, you're so desensitized at that point from like the abuse that's going on. Who knows what was going on?
You don't even know what's going on right in your head.
And their kids. And also, I'm a person who's not, I'm not the biggest true crime buff out there, but I do feel as if like with the true crime infatuation that we're in now, stuff like this, justice gets served. And that's like the beautiful part of it. I hope that they do get resentenced.
So you think they should get out?
Well, I think if they did their time and I've heard of other situations similar, then yes, they should.
Anthony hit the nail on the head. TikTok reopened this case. It's been 35 years. Because that evidence was left out of the second trial, many attorneys on TikTok, not just fans of the brothers or whatever, said, that's an unfair trial. That's not what we do in the United States of America. They needed a fair trial. 35 years. Do you think that they should get out? They admitted to killing their parents. If the abuse was true, have they served enough time?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Have this overwhelming sense of guilt because I'm so much funnier than Anthony A. Dana Cortez here along with my husband, DJ Automatic. Anthony's a professional comedian. He actually gets paid to tell jokes. And so when our
listener
called...
Why are you going
called,
here with this?
Because she set me up and bamboozled me.
I didn't bamboozle you. I told funny jokes and you didn't... No, look, listen. Check.
No, you're going to go to the call first?
Check the call.
No,
listen.
Hi, guys. I love you guys' show.
Oh, we love you.
Tammy.
Okay, so tell me the joke.
It was cute. I heard your joke, and I had to just chime in.
Okay, was my joke better than Anthony's, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Anthony.
Okay, tell me your joke.
Why doesn't Frankenstein have any kids?
Why doesn't Frankenstein have any kids?
Because he has a Halloweenie.
So I tried to like make Anthony feel better. I said, you know, when Otto turns his car on, we hear your comedy special. And he's like, don't do that.
Let's unpack it. First of all, a lady who called in, that's a funny joke to a fourth grader. Boo. How about that? Yeah.
It was funny.
It was funnier than both of your guys' jokes.
No, here's what happened. I thought we were going to have a dad joke off or a mom joke off since it's a Dana Cortez show.
And we did.
We did it. You told a good story, and I helped build out the bit. And then just for the end, for you to deliver, I helped set the joke up, dude, by telling two bad jokes. And your joke nailed, and I'm like, we did it as a team. And then we get bamboozled, and now I just get thrown under the bus because it's a competition.
And now the moms out there think that Dana's funnier than you are.
Dude, all tricks, no treats for your boy here.
It's true. And we need to tell the people the joke. I said, why don't monsters eat ghosts? They taste like sheet. And see, of course, and it hits. That's it hits Dana's every lane. Time.
Dana is funny to women who are passionate about doing laundry.
Anthony!
That's it. You crush in laundry material. Remember your whole segregation of whites and blacks? That was a good bit.
It's true.
About clothes.
Because it's the only time we talk about colors in that way. The only way we want segregation is when we do laundry. That's right, ladies?
You would crush at Costco.
What sound do witches' cereals make?
What sound do witches' cereals make?
Snap, cackle, and pop.
Hey!
I know.
You were riding high, and now you're going down lower here.
Okay. How do witches play loud music?
How do witches play loud music, Dana?
You should know this automatic on their broom boxes.
Oh.
Strike two.
No.
Anthony, you want to come in and save her with a funny dad joke?
Nope. You ever seen your friend getting beat up and you just let him be? Yeah, that's what I'm doing because Dana didn't help me yesterday. So you call your friend. Where's the teacher lady at with the mom joke?
Final.
Where's the Halloween-y joke at? Come on, dude.
Settle down. Okay. Final one. Why don't skeletons play music at the church?
Why don't skeletons play music at the church, Dana?
They don't have any organs. Oh, come on.
You're out.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.